It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And today we are talking about mental escapes. Because that feels like the only way we can escape these days.
Yes. I am almost feeling like I was looking forward to this, like it's a counseling session.
Well, yeah. And
this podcast, thinking about how to escape mentally from everyday life and what's going on.
Well, yeah. And I've been looking at some articles on what professionals recommend and things I know that I've done that have taken me out of the moment and made me feel better. And one, I cracked myself up because
I can't wait to hear.
Well, it's going to show my age.
Okay.
However,
oh no.
Do you remember when you were a kid and like the Sears catalog or the JCPenney catalog would show up in the mail and you would just lie there for hours, like shopping through the catalog? Mm-hmm. Like, I would get this and I would get and I would get. Okay. We can do that. We've got online now. Like,
yes.
You don't have to buy everything you look at.
Yes.
Like, let yourself get lost in, oh, I would get this. And I would, like, I remember doing that as a kid and having so much fun with it. And it's like, why can't I do that now? Why do I feel like I have to buy everything now? Why don't I let myself daydream? And daydreaming is actually recommended by experts, like, as a way to escape. Like, let yourself daydream.
It's so funny you say that because just recently on my to-do list for one of the days, because I always have that, is shop online and actually pick out some stuff because, like, I hate shopping in real life.
Yes, me
and
too.
And now I found that even shopping online is somewhat driving me crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying because, like, I need some, you know, I'm going on a couple trips. I want to, and I start, and I don't know what it is about shopping and just I'm not like good at putting stuff together. I wish there was, and I know on a lot of sites there's like preset outfits already made. You know what I mean? But I wish that there was like you just go to your store you like, and like it literally has the outfit put together. But in all together, like you want the whole thing, here it is. Subtract anything you don't want. Not like add everything. You know what I mean? It's such a pain, and then I get all like discombobulated and confused, and I don't know.
Well,
I've done the shipping of the outfits.
There is that on Instagram, and I think
I don't know about that.
Yes,
Instagram.
I think if you go on Instagram, I've seen a lot of that,
like
where they just put outfits together, and it's like get this outfit.
Really?
Yes.
I don't use Instagram very much. I'm more of like unfortunately. You want to talk about? I'm talking about not being our age. I do too much TikTok.
You do
always.
I was waiting for you to say that you're still on MySpace.
But. Oh, thank you. No, I'm going the opposite way. I'm going the opposite way. I'm on TikTok all the time.
No, on Instagram, I've seen quite a bit of that.
Okay.
Like, because I get frustrated because I'm like, I don't want the whole outfit.
I just
want the shoes.
I don't want the purse
want
and the drum. I'm not that girl that changes
all
that.
No, but
that.
If you do want the
outfit,
there are plenty of places on Instagram that are like they put together the outfit for you.
All right. Well, then
put that on your to-do list for today.
I did. Yes. Because I need to do that.
Now, one of the things I love to do. So I was so looking forward to October 1st.
Oh.
One of my favorite things to do is decorate for Halloween.
Yes. I thought about you this weekend.
I had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it totally, like, relaxed me, and I totally mentally escaped, and I even imagined, like, having a big party, which I'm not going to have, but I didn't care, because I'm like, oh, somebody's going to
daydreaming,
see this.
You're daydreaming about the party.
I was daydreaming, and I have this great mouse that looks so real.
Oh, yeah?
And I tucked it behind this little thing, and even now when I see it, I'm like, oh, I know that.
Isn't that funny when you scare yourself with your own joke?
But,
Wait, I did that with my very little decorations. I put one of those skeletons in the rocking chair on my front porch. And in the middle of the night, my dogs started barking. And normally I'm not so brave to walk up to the front of the house with the porch light on and like look out there. But I thought, gosh, they're really barking. I looked and I saw the head of the skeleton. I almost passed out. I was like, ah! And then I was like, oh, my God, I'm such an idiot. It's a skeleton I put out there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to fall for the mouse at your house if I come over and
oh, yeah,
discover.
But I'm like, but I was imagining like somebody looking kind of behind that coffee table and seeing a mouse coming out.
Yes.
And I'm like, it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had such a great, and I'm still not done.
Well, what's funny is on Saturday, I think it was Saturday, Friday, I almost called you to say, hey, do you want to come help me put my Halloween decorations out? Because I am the worst at it. And like Stacy's house looks like it's like set for like a home tour, like it, you know, professionally was decorated for Halloween. I look like the girl who bought this at Home Goods and just put it on the on like it looks too contrived, like, oh, a pumpkin on the fireplace mantle. How creative. Well done. You know what I mean? That's what my house looks like.
I'm coming over to help you.
Okay. And I couldn't even, you know, those spider webs you put out.
Yeah.
Okay. There must be, I was going to YouTube it. I ripped the whole thing apart. It looks like a disaster. I don't know what I did wrong. Thank God I had a second bag. So I opened the second bag up, tried to follow directions. It was so overwhelming. I just put it, it's not even, it's gone.
I'm coming over to help you. And just so everybody knows, we will be wearing masks. Like we will be safe.
Of course. Yes.
But so I've another way to escape mentally is, of course, like any hobby you have.
Yes.
Like reading, painting, writing. And even if you're not a writer, and even if you feel like you're not a writer, I do feel like this is a good time to maybe sit down and just write some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we are all going through a very strange time.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you just sit down and write a few things about like what's happening now and this is my experience and like someday in 20, 30 years, you're going to look back on that and go, wow, like, yeah, we really lived through this and it will be, it doesn't matter how it's written, you know?
Right.
So I would really recommend writing to mm-hmm. everybody right now, like as a mental escape or... Or if you don't want to write about it because you feel like, oh, that's not escaping it, is writing about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, write about something else. Like, write about a trip you want to take. Mm-hmm. Or just, I get a lot of benefit from writing, and I guess I want everyone to feel that. And it's not all, my writing's not always great.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's not.
No, that's not true.
So,
but at the beginning of this, you told me about a contest for my son to enter because he's a writer. And it was like a fiction... They give you prompts. You have to write 100 words or less. And so I said to my son, why don't we both do it? And I have to say, it was fun.
Right.
And talk about a mental escape.
Yes.
You know, I was like because you only have like 24 hours, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So for that whole time, you're thinking of the story you're going to write. And you're allowed to, even though you enter it, you can make changes on it as long as it's within that 24 hours. So for like the whole day, I kept saying, oh, you know, I should go back and do this. And it was fun, and it was fun for my son and I to do it together because we were both talking about our stories, and I had never done anything like that before. So
well, so I'm going to just tell everyone, those contests, if you're not familiar, are called like flash fiction or micro fiction. So I would recommend if you're not experienced at it, like anything that's like 1,000 words or less, you can probably get done.
Yes.
And a lot of times they do give you prompts, which I find fun because you have
to
kind of puzzle stuff together. Like it's got to be, you know, in Austria and there has to be a kettle and there has to be a candle maker. And you're like, wait, what?
Right.
So you write a story with those three things in it. But if you go online, there's a lot of those contests.
Mm.
And I think there's even more of them now because people are home and bored.
Yeah.
So you could probably find plenty of them to participate in. And it does take your mind away and make you think about different things.
Yeah. Things that you would never, like, it felt like the whole weekend just was like.
Yeah.
And because it took your mind off the other things, it even felt like not only was it fun, but it felt like. Overall, the weekend was just lighter and less stress, you know, because you weren't thinking about everything else that
exactly.
was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's anything you can do to escape mentally without having to, you know, actually go somewhere.
Well, now I feel bad about this, but probably my biggest escape mentally is watching TV.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, why do you feel bad?
Because I associate watching TV, and this is going to be feel real bad. I'm not judging. I'm only talking about myself.
Yeah.
I just feel like lazy when I do it.
Okay.
And so then I feel bad about myself.
Okay.
That I'm doing it. Even though I enjoy it the most as far as like I love watching a good show and just because I really can focus And so it's an escape for me because I'm not thinking about a lot of other things. Like I always have said, it's like my, you know, guilty pleasure, even though.
But I guess since we're talking about this now, like we know we need mental escapes right now. So you wouldn't judge anybody else for utilizing their mental escape.
No, in fact, when I find someone who says they watch a lot of TV, I'm immediately like, oh, like my, like, you're part of my group. Like, I love you. Like, let's talk. What shows have you watched? What have you not watched? You know?
So why?
Found your tribe.
Yes. I found my tribe. Yes.
So why do you, like, even now that you know you need mental escapes, especially now, like, why do you still feel guilty?
Yeah. Like, I'll have to do like certain things before I can turn the TV on.
Okay.
Like, I have to have certain things done before I can even think to watch TV. Like, if you were at my house when I work from home most of the time, like, I don't even turn the TV on until, like, 7 o'clock. It's never even on in the house.
Okay.
Because I also feel like I can get pulled in pretty easy. So I used to have, like, a TV in my office where when I worked because I worked in at a place that sold TV advertising. And people would have their TVs on all the time. I was like, no. I could not, because I'm doing a meeting with someone and they're like, what are you looking at? Nothing. No, I was not looking at the TV. So I'm like, I know I cannot have it on because I can get pulled in. But like, I enjoy it the most when I feel like I've accomplished like X amount of things during the day. It's after a certain time. Like it has to be all these things for me to be able to enjoy it without having like terrible guilt associated with it.
Sounds to me like you're really grounded in this then. Like you set little barriers for yourself and you set yourself up to this.
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel guilty about your TV time then.
No. Okay.
No, not
the only
at all.
Thing I would suggest,
yes,
and I'm just going to throw this out there because I know sometimes when I'm watching TV, I do feel like this is wasting time.
Yeah.
Like, so I tried, and I'm not good at this,
okay,
but I don't know if you would be or not.
Maybe. I don't know.
Like taking up knitting or another something like that that you can do with your hands and create something while you're watching TV.
Well, do you remember we used to do those beads, things with the beads you and I used to do?
Yes.
You know, Stacy and I, once we get onto something, we were going to make these, the bracelets and wine glass charms and all this stuff. Oh, I had the little needle nose pliers, the compartment with 40 different kinds of beads. And that was really good because I could do that and watch TV. And I liked that. And I would love to learn to knit. And I know this is going to sound crazy and everyone's going to be like, no, you can't. I just think my brain isn't made for like knitting. I just don't, I've tried it.
You're very much a math person though. And knitting is math.
Really?
It's all, that's why I can't do it. I was trying and struggling. And then I realized this is math. Oh my, well, no wonder.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder I can't do this.
Well, now that you put it that way, maybe I'll see if like one of the stores
this is
offering.
How you need to do it.
Okay.
You need to find a TikTok video.
Yeah.
About knitting.
There you go.
Because you love TikTok.
That's funny.
Well,
I'll just search knitting.
Find a way to learn it in a way that, like, that you enjoy.
Yeah, that's good. That is good. I like it.
Well,
so another mental break, obviously, is reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been good for me. Although I find it also, now I hear myself talk, I have a lot of quirks and problems, but I have this thing, like, if I start a book and it's bad, like, I have to finish it.
Oh.
And I'm reading a book right now that everyone that's ever read it says is one of the best books ever. And I'm like, what is my problem?
What are you reading?
It's, like, called A Gentleman in Moscow.
That one takes a long time to get into.
Oh, okay. Oh, you read it.
Yes.
So
and it took me a couple tries to start it.
Oh, okay. Thank you for
not
saying
gonna lie.
That.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was just having the same discussion with someone the other day. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Seriously? How have we not? Because I'm like, is it me?
No.
Because I'm on page 100. It's a pretty thick book.
Yep.
It's a pretty thick book. And this is not my first attempt to go for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I started from the beginning again, just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Yep.
And I even, like, last night, I was doing a thing where I was reading a chapter a day. And then you know how that thing happens. You forget. You don't do it one day. Then you don't do it. So yesterday I picked it up, moved to the place where I like to read, and guess what happened? Two words.
What?
TikTok.
Oh no.
I said to myself, just as a little treat before I continue to read this book that I am not loving.
You don't get TikTok until after your chapter.
Oh my gosh.
2 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then it was time to go do things. So I was like, why, Lynn? Why did you do this to yourself? So you're saying it turns, like, at the end, you felt it was a good book?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. I had read his other book, which I did not love as much. But I have friends who loved his other book more.
Oh, well, lots of like classic literature is tough to read.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know? It's like, oh, this is one of the greatest works of all time. And you're like, oh, my gosh, it's so boring. So you're not alone.
Yeah. But then I feel like, is it a mental escape or is it mental anguish I'm doing to myself? Because the entire time I'm like, I'm not catching on.
I would give yourself a little bit more time with it. But then if it's not for you, move on guilt-free.
Okay.
Not every book is for everybody. And I say that as somebody who's written a book.
Yes.
Not every book is for everybody.
Yes.
I get that.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to feel bad about it.
Okay. Well, I'll give it. Like another 100 pages because it's
whether you finish it or not, it's not going to like make or break your life, right? It's not that serious.
No,
it's just a book. It's supposed to be entertainment. I've walked out of a movie theater before because I was like, this is trash. Oh, yeah. Like, I can't watch this. I don't want to watch this anymore. This is bad. I paid good money for this and I don't care. It's okay to not like something and say, you know what? I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. Walk away.
Exactly. Okay. Now, I was looking on lists of mental escapes like suggested by professionals, and one of my favorites that I came across, besides daydreaming, watching animals.
Oh, yeah.
Which you can go online. There's plenty of webcams. You can watch, you know, baby eagles be born.
TikTok
and all this.
Has a lot of those.
But I remember, I'm sure they do, but I remember at the beginning in the spring when we were shut down and I was not leaving the house at all.
Yes.
I bought a bird feeder and I was like, and we were watching the squirrels and my cousin lives on Maui and had brought her children and her grandchildren to visit last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no squirrels on Maui. I did not know this.
Oh, I did not either. So there's a lot of chickens.
Yes, a lot of chickens.
Mm-hmm.
So her grandchildren were obsessed with squirrels. So everyone's like, I took some great little videos of squirrels in my yard fighting and I sent them to them and it made them so happy. But I was thinking back at how, like, I named the squirrels in my yard and I knew their personalities. And I think we all saw that video of the guy who set up the
obstacle course
in his yard. Like, there really is something enjoyable about just sitting back and watching animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I just thought it was hilarious that that was on the list.
No, I think that's a good one. Now, as we're sitting here talking and I'm thinking, okay, we're obviously going into the colder months. So some of the things that we have done are going to have to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking, I wanted to say, and I wrote down one of the things that I think I need to do more of to give me this is like cooking. Because for me, giving myself like a mental break is when I'm like kind of focused on something.
Yes.
Because then I'm not thinking about other
stuff. Yeah.
So, but also cooking can be frustrating for me. Because I think preparation is key, like to cooking, making sure you have everything, all the ingredients, but also making sure like the recipe is printed out really nice. Because what I have been doing all COVID as I'm learning new things is doing the recipe on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And you know how your phone shuts off?
Yes.
And then you got to put the password back in. Then I got to find the recipe. So then I get to the point where I'm just wanting to shoot myself. So this is good for me because I've been thinking cooking, but then I dread cooking. So I think if I'm more prepared, print out the recipes, get everything on the counter. I think that's something I want to do for the fall and winter. Not the baking the banana bread, but I mean like cooking dishes. And because I like to do that. I just, you know, never. And now that I know I'm going to like need more of these mental breaks because we're all like trying to get breaks from the stress.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a good one for me to have like as a goal.
Okay. So besides printing out the recipe, I'm going to recommend this because I have done it and enjoyed it. And I noticed that when my daughter's boyfriend came last Christmas and they were cooking in our house, he did this and I so admired watching him cook. But it's what you see the chefs do. Like they don't have the bag of flour sitting out. Like they measure, they have all the little dishes of everything.
Yes.
It makes such a difference. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But you kind of feel like you're your own cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
And just measuring things
out and
putting them away and having it in the little dishes.
Because it's not all that clutter everywhere.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, because that also takes up time and it's part of the preparation and it will get you really in the mood for it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But he just does it because he's a...
That makes good sense.
He's a cook. I mean, he loves to cook. And so I noticed that last year about him. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing that from now on.
I think another thing that you just reminded me that I'm going to do is I never thought to take myself seriously enough to really put an apron on.
Oh, I always wear an apron because I'm messy.
Well, I'm messy. And then the other thing I want to do that I just watched this chef on TV and I was like always wondering what it was there for, but they put that towel over their shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
So like they can wipe their or wipe off. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm always also always feeling like my hands are messy. I got to do this. But I think,
I
tuck
my towel into my apron.
See?
So it's right there.
Her towel into her apron.
So, well, yeah.
So see, I think I've got to do those things. And then, and I think that's half the battle for some of these things is being more prepared, then you enjoy it more, whether it's cooking or whatever. But you have to be, you know, get your stuff ready. Because like what you just said is totally what I'm going to do. I hate seeing all the bags of flour everywhere.
Yes.
All the little spice things. It's like I should just pre-measure it, put it all away, then start, and you have like a clear working space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. There is something about that.
Yeah.
I find it very enjoyable. Another thing on the list, which I hadn't even considered, and I don't think it would be that difficult, playing an instrument. Now, mm-hmm. I know you have a piano in your house.
Yeah.
We have my grandma's old keyboard, so I guess I could set that up, mm-hmm. if, you know, just in the basement, so it's not in the way. But also, I used to play the flute, and it can't be, I'm sure if I went on eBay, I could find a flute for not a ton of money.
Yes.
And I'm seriously considering just buying one and taking that up again in the winter, because you know, it's not like I'm trying to be part of an orchestra or anything, but it would just be something.
Knowing you, though, I'm sure you'll soon
something
end up
to fill your time and, you know, like make some good music. And mm-hmm. oh, my God, I've got an old beat up guitar that I just keep around. I'm not even a good guitar player, but like every once in a while, I feel like noodling around on it. Got some drums in the house, a piano, like music. Gotta have music.
Yeah. I have mentioned this before and you even gave me the guitar.
Yes.
So that's another thing that I'm want to work on, because I do love, as most people know, music. Like someone just sent me like a meme. It said, I don't sing in the car, I perform. And it's so, so true. Anyone who's ever been in a car with me before.
Oh, yeah.
So true. So I was like, yes, that is me. Thank you, Tara, for sending that. As soon as I was like dying. Like that is why I just thought that was a thing. I didn't even know. Like it wasn't.
And one thing I go back to occasionally when I'm in the mood, it's weird. I'll like do it for a while and then I put it away. I don't think I've done it in months. I like to paint.
Yes.
I'm not a great artist at all.
You're very, very good though.
No, I'm not.
I've seen stuff. You are.
I like watercolor. I'm not great at it, but every once in a while, it is so relaxing. And I think what happens is it's relaxing for a while, and then I realize my limitations and get frustrated and put it away. But that's okay. I can do that.
But see, that's another thing. I think that when I hear you, another thing that needs preparation, right? You need to be ready, no mess.
Oh, yeah.
I think that I lose all sorts of steam when, like, something doesn't come out right the first time. So I think it was around this time last year I decided I was me, who's the opposite of anything crafty, was going to make my own soap and candles.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went and I bought all the stuff you need to make soap and candles. And I even think my husband said, how long is this going to last? And I said, as long as we need soap and candles.
Right. Hello.
Hello. You're talking to me. The first candle smelled like just wax, and I think that's the last one I made. And now I have all this stuff to make soap and candles.
So I saw a great meme not too long ago, and it was talking about like Pablo Picasso created over, you know, hundreds of thousands of works of art in his life.
Yeah.
And only about 100 or 200 of them are like considered famous and great stuff.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And
yes.
You know, he did not paint a masterpiece the first time he tried.
I know.
It takes practice. It takes patience. Yes. It takes perseverance to get good at anything. But do it for the love of doing it.
Exactly. That's why I do it while I enjoy it. And occasionally I will create something that I like, that I feel like, oh, I feel like I did okay with this. But then when I stop doing that or when I feel frustrated with it, I put it away because mm-hmm. I'm not invested in it. It's like, and sure, maybe if I practiced more, I could get better. But it's about the enjoyment of it. And so when I stop enjoying it, so I guess that That is the lesson for your mental escape.
Okay.
And that's what we're talking about today, is do something you enjoy as long as you enjoy it.
Yes.
And don't make it a job.
Right.
Don't make it a second job. Like, don't make it, you know, don't kill yourself over it.
Right.
Don't frustrate yourself.
Yeah. I kept burning the candle. Never any scent came. And I poured like a lot of eucalyptus oil in that thing, and I just kept smelling wax.
So
I know. So I was just kind of like, but you know, I have all the supplies, nothing but some extra time on my hands.
Exactly.
I should try it again.
There you go. Maybe I'll come over and we'll, you know,
decorate and make soap.
Yes.
And candles.
And candles. I would love that. Okay. We'd love to hear what you're doing for your mental escapes. If you're doing something we've not thought of, we would love to hear about it. You can find all our social media through our website, stacyandlynpodcast.com. And we will, I'm sure we're going to address this again as the colder months approach.
Yes.
And we're spending more and more time indoors. So please let us know what you're doing. Let us know what works for you. And thanks for joining us today.